friends. So yesterday we wrote a story to you guys about castles and the medieval castle. And of course, those castles went on for a long time before they stopped being used. But there is one thing that I didn't mention, is that there was usually a lot of decorations on castles. And one thing that you can see on castles, especially older castles, is gargoyles. They're decorations made out of stone on the outside of the castle. But there was a series of television cartoons in the 90s about gargoyles. If you like cartoons from the 90s and you want to watch this one, don't listen to this story because it is full of spoilers and you will get the whole thing played out for you. So skip this episode, go listen to a different one if you want to watch them. If you don't want to watch them, you can hear the story and then you'll know what it's all about. And we're going to read about it. Today's story is called Disney Gargoyles. This is a little golden book. This story, let's see, was written by Matthew L. Gilbert and Greg Weisman, and it's illustrated by Shane Klester. So go grab your copy, follow along as I read it to you, and if you don't have a copy, then you gotta get one. I've posted a link for it on my Amazon affiliates page, so you can just go and snatch it. And be nostalgic with me. Maybe you grew up watching this, or maybe you didn't. But let's go ahead and do it. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Okay. I think it looks like I have Beans with me here today, my friends. Beans, can you give me a meow? Beans? Beans! Oh, he's playing with a fluffy thing. I don't think I can get him to... Oh!
Here!
There he is. Hello, Beans. Are you ready for your story? Yeah. All right. Well, we'll just do our best. You just follow along with me, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go. 1,000 years ago, it was a time of darkness and fear. But at Castle Wyvern in Scotland, the people were under the protection of a clan of gargoyles. Gargoyles hatched from eggs kept safe in the rookery under the castle. By day, the mysterious creatures slept as stone statues, but when the sun set, they burst awake to defend the night. Goliath was their mighty leader. With his strength, speed and smarts, this winged warrior made his mission to defend gargoyles and humans. One fateful day, the captain of the guard betrayed Castle Wyvern, allowing enemy warriors to enter while the gargoyles slept. The castle sorcerer, the Magus, wrongly blamed the gargoyles for the attack and cast a spell, placing many of them under a stone sleep that would last 1,000 years. With his clan asleep, Goliath asked his young friend Tom to watch over their gargoyle eggs as their guardian. Then Goliath asked the Magus to cast his spell one more time. Now 1,000 years have passed, and Castle Wyvern is at the top of the tallest building in Manhattan. So it's moved from someplace in Scotland to someplace in America. Now it's in New York, right? And there, finally, the spell is broken and the gargoyles live again. At first, the gargoyles don't know who to trust. But Goliath soon makes a new ally. Police Detective Elisa Mazza is the first to offer the gargoyles kindness and true friendship. With Elisa's help, Goliath makes it his mission to defend the city alongside his clan. He even inspires the other gargoyles to choose their own name. Brooklyn is Goliath's second in command. He is fearless and fast. And when he's not gliding over the city, he's patrolling the streets on his gargoyle's motorcycle. Why not? Lexington has a mind for machines. From video games to vehicles, there's nothing this young inventor can't fix. Did you know that gargoyles were good with machinery? Well, at least one of them is. Broadway has a big heart and an even bigger appetite. He's quick to defend his gargoyle brothers and is always hungry for more adventure and more breakfast. Hard to blame him on that one. Hudson is wise beyond his wings. He teaches the clan about gargoyle traditions as he protects their new home with the help of the clan's trusty gargoyle beast, Bronx. They also enjoy kicking back to watch their favorite TV show, Celebrity Hockey. Why not? With the gargoyles keeping watch, the city has never been safer. Most humans are grateful for their help, but sadly some still see them only as monsters. And these monsters have plenty of enemies waiting in the shadows, like David Xanatos. This evil genius wants to control the gargoyles no matter the cost. In fact, he spent a fortune creating gargoyle armor for himself, along with an army of rocket-powered steel clan robots to help his sinister schemes take flight. Demona was once a member of Goliath's clan, and now she's their greatest enemy. While the clan slept through the centuries, she stayed awake, targeting all humans for betraying her kind. She wants revenge, and the only ones standing in her way are the gargoyles. Demona and Xanatos are a dangerous duo. They team up to take the gargoyles down by bringing Goliath's brother Coldstone back to life. The two villains turn Coldstone into a cyborg zombie gargoyle. That's right. I'll say it again. A cyborg zombie gargoyle. Whoa. And trick him into blaming Goliath for everything that went wrong 1,000 years ago. Of course, not every stranger in this strange new world ends up an enemy of the gargoyles. And some may look frightening, but they are just frightened, like the Mutats, innocent humans who were transformed in a Xanatos laboratory. They fought the gargoyles at first and then eventually became their good friends. One evening, an armored knight sails through the mist into the lake in Central Park. It's Goliath's old friend, Tom, and now he's all grown up. He is still guardian of the eggs. He asks Goliath, Eliza, and Bronx to go on a journey with him on his magical skiff to the island of Avalon, where the eggs have hatched and grown into young gargoyles. Goliath has an instant bond with Angela, his long-lost daughter. What? He has a daughter? Goliath invites Angela to join him in the place he now calls home, and the other gargoyles welcome her with open wings. The Manhattan clan is growing again. They are no longer the last of their kind. They are a family that will last forever. And that was the end of the whole series.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.